Hey, everybody. Absolutely fantastic episode of the show. Today, we are going to discuss the political meme coin mania after Trump's NFT dinner speech. It's a hoot. It's a doozy. We talk about the latest blast jackpot reward and which token may be picked next. And then we dig into the current state of affairs with the Runes ecosystem. We're also joined by Tony, the head of Web3 marketing for our partner Shrapnel. And he talks about where Shrapnel is at in the month of May, the upcoming STX 3.0 announcement, and other activation Shrapnel has this month. Check out Play Shrapnel on Twitter. That's PlaySHrapnel or the nifty.com/Shrapnel to buy an extraction pack and get access to the early playtest of Shrapnel. So definitely a really cool game, cool NFT video game project. Anyway, hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Daily Bone Podcast, Thursday, May 9th. Ready to discuss all things crypto market, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, AVAX, meme coins, and of course, NFTs. Today, we are going to discuss the political meme coin mania after Trump's NFT dinner speech. I did not see this coming, going into the last 24 hours. The latest blast jackpot reward and which token may be picked next. And then, of course, check in on the latest in the Runes ecosystem over in the fungible token vertical on Bitcoin. We're also going to be joined by Tony, the head of Web3 marketing for Shrapnel, the up-and-coming first-person shooter Web3 game that we've been partnered with for months now. Very fun game. You've seen us stream it before. Can't wait to stream it again. We're going to talk about their STX 3.0 announcement and other activations that Shrapnel has coming this month. So action-packed show, going to be a lot of fun. Clemente, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I woke up to winning the Pac Moon jackpot, which was fantastic. The girl I was telling you about that I kind of bailed on last week. Definitely not. I hit her up yesterday. I was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? You know, you busy, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. She absolutely just wants nothing to do with me now. So, you know, hey, I'm going to be making more content this weekend, baby.
I didn't expect that update. I'm not going to lie. You started off talking about getting a bonus of Pac Moon, and then you followed up with getting ghosted by a girl that you've been engaging with. Forgive me on the Twitter show. I just got a phone call. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Clemente, something to add here? I saw you wanted to add more.
No, nothing. Definitely nothing to add. I don't know. Definitely a rough one there. But now, yeah, I don't know.
I think you'll survive. I think it's interesting that you elected to just not meet up even for a few hours over the weekend to just do crypto-related gambling.
Pio, it's time to lock in. It's time to lock in right now. Easy Signal, Kicks, they doubted my blast challenge, the fact that I wouldn't be able to get a
don't
thousand.
Don't be putting me on these receipts, Clemente. You took your video of all of us laughing, and then I said, how can we help Clemente? And that's where you stopped it. So I just need to come off this receipts list. So continue the story with Easy and Speculator. We're laughing
I've
at you.
I've flooded them heavily. How much gold do you have? Have you gotten to the 1,000 mark yet?
No, I'm at a 580.
Damn. Okay. And you still have 21 days. You're pushing. All you need is another two Pac-Man hits. How much gold did you get this round?
Dude, I got like a few hundred, I think.
Nice. Yeah, I got Nick, did you get any?
Yeah, 70, because I didn't buy enough Pac-Moon apparently to put in there. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
I got 1,700.
Oh my God.
Dude. Yeah, I printed on this one. 56% of the jackpot was nice. Dude, that means Pac-Moon's officially the largest gold receiver as of now. They officially flipped Thruster. And honestly, I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting it.
God damn.
I mean, it just goes to show we just cannot fade the number one meme coin on blast. And this is coming from a four-time jackpot winner here. I need to kind of start putting medals around my neck right now. I just keep waking up and winning a jackpot every morning. But like, you know, Pac-Man, he's playing 4D chess. He's so in my mind. I was in the shower thinking about what's going to be the next meme coin. Like, what's going to be the next token? I was literally just thinking about it. And I was like, oh my God, what's happened to me? Other thing as well, I don't know about you or Easy or Clemente or even Nick or Pio. I was waiting for the Wolves Mint last night. That was just a disaster. So it was good to wake up and see jackpot winnings of Pac Moon.
Yeah, that was our mint to look out for. It sounds like looking out for it was a bad idea.
So they are, they postponed the mint to today. They postponed it 24 hours. What I didn't like was the lack of communication, but now they're like, hey, we're putting all of our mint revenue is just going straight into a like massive Blur bid wall. So it's basically, they're trying to guarantee that this thing won't go under mint, to try to incentivize it minting out. I think I'm still going to mint it tonight, to be honest, but high risk. The lack of communication wasn't great, but I'll still probably be minting and see how it goes.
Yeah, I fell asleep in front of my laptop. Sorry. See, like, I fell asleep in front of my laptop with one eye open, just being like, why didn't they just do this on Blaster? They did it on Blaze. Blaze didn't work. There's a great meme that the Blaster Twitter put out about the failure of the Blaze platform on the Wolves mint. But I mean, if they want to, I don't know. I just felt like, why eat into the treasury? They could have made this refundable and just rather than deploying funds in that way. But whatever, let's see how this plays out. It's early, obviously a bit of fud after the first 24 hours, but let's get to mint tonight and then we see how it goes.
Well, we'll see how all this plays out for you guys. I was watching Sopranos last night, made me think of you guys a little bit. It's my first time watching Sopranos, second season, I believe. Tony has a childhood friend that he went to high school with, who is a gambler, and he wants to get in on the executive poker game. Tony spots him $5,000, tells everyone he's good for it. Tony falls asleep. Turns out the guy was gambling all night, runs up a $45,000 tab with Tony Soprano overnight. That's rough. So definitely be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to.
You've never seen Sopranos?
It's my first
run. That's like the most surprising thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm bad at TV and I've seen all of Sopranos. And like, this is right up your alley. Wow. We're going to have to talk.
You're telling me. I literally am just sitting there like, yo, should I do like another episode? It's like 11:15. Should I hit like another hour long episode?
Like, it really is. Sopranos coming out, man. I'm excited for it.
It's so good. I try to show my mom even just scenes of it, and she's so violently offended by the show. I'm like, no, like, you don't get it, mom. They're like pointing out that these are not good people. These aren't what all Italian Americans are. She can't even stomach it. She hates it so much. Anyway, let's get into the weather report here. Signal, please take it away. Signal
you
Soprano.
Acted like you were from
Signal
a
Soprano. We got Thursday, that May 9th. Nick, you need to pipe down because we got that ETH market volume at 10 million, Solana market volume at 3, and Ordinals at 3.7. Onto the market leaders on the Ethereum side. It's just red across the board. Apes down, Pudgy's down, Azuki down, all about 5%. Over on Solana, Mad Lads are 72 Sol. Square Enix back collection, Elixir's Lab is up to 4.7 Sol. And then on the Ordinal side, you got Blob, that is down to 0.049. On the crypto roundup, the majors continue their dip with Bitcoin, that is down to 61,300. Is this the end of the bleeding? Was there more to come? You got Ethereum, that's down to just under 3,000. And Solana is holding at 143, but seeing a bit of a pullback. On the alts and the memes, we haven't seen much movement in the last 24 hours, with the exception of the political coins. Things are steaming up. We got Trump's NFT gala last night, which led to Tremp up 145%, Trump up 42%, and Boden, that's up 18%. Over the past 24 hours, top three stories. Well, firstly, Pac-Moon hits its second blast jackpot early. It's paid out over 965,000 gold and bringing the total jackpot gold awarded to Pac-Moon to 1.3 million. Absolutely cooking. Pac obviously pumps briefly on the back of this before retracing to its current market cap of $49 million. Secondly, Fantasy Top, it ended their main event tournament one day early in response to the malicious botting. They are hosting a stream this Friday with more information on prize distribution as well as expected details on a next cohort of heroes. And then lastly, the Pups Token launched a migration portal allowing users to convert their BRC20 Pup Tokens and Ordinals to Pups World Peace Runes. Pups World Peace is currently trading at $240 million market cap on $300,000 worth of 24-hour volume. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Fantastic weather report. Very efficient today. Absolutely love it. Some updates from the Daily Bone newsletter. This is emailed to anyone that subscribes at dailybones.com. First story, VanEck Market Vector. I saw this. I like this one. VanEck launched a meme coin index. I mean, you got to pay attention to something like this, right? This is a TradFi institution that has created an index. You got to think that these are the quote majors in meme coins, right? You got to think so. Doge, Shib, Pepe, Whiff, Floki, and Bonk. Wow. I own all of those except Floki and Shib, by the way. Oh, and I guess I don't have any.
I was going to say, Floki was the one that caught me off guard, but I think they just based it on like market cap. I mean, it's interesting because they have five dog coins in here.
Yeah, not a single cat coin. No Wen on here, and no other cat coins. Also, just no non-animal related coins. Literally, all of these are animals, which is not that surprising. It seems that that is just the way these things kind of shake out. Next, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. I think this is pretty wild stuff that VanEck has a meme coin index. It has all the names that you'd think. No Mog being present. Mog is a very low market cap. I mean, if that thing can catch fire, you never know. It also could just speed run to zero. Next story, legislations. There's a typo here. The U.S. is going to, I suppose, overturn. I just don't know how to read this sentence, Clemente. My bad. I'm going to move on to the next one. MasterCard partners with Citigroup, Visa, and JP Morgan to test tokenized banking settlement using blockchain technology. So that's pretty interesting stuff. Next story, this is the one we touched on. Trump answers a question about Boden at the NFT gala that he had at Mar-a-Lago. He said, that's a lot of money for a coin. I don't like that investment. There was a different clip that we didn't touch on here where he did say that he's, quote, fine with crypto. He wants it to be good and solid. I think that's his way of saying he doesn't want to do any kind of like bullshit. But he said that Biden doesn't know what crypto is, blah, blah, blah. And basically, if you want to support crypto, vote for him because the Democrats are against it, which actually, in general, is a relatively correct statement. The last story, legislations passed the U.S. House that would overturn an SEC rule preventing financial firms from custodying Bitcoin. Biden announces his plan to veto. So it kind of in line there with what Trump said, that Biden is essentially against crypto. It is going to get pretty damn spicy towards the end of the year. Let me tell you that. And seeing crypto discussed in the election context, I believe will be a first. I do not think in 2020 there was a single crypto-related discussion by either presidential candidate. And you're damn sure that there wasn't any in 2016. So those are your updates from the Daily Bone newsletter. Subscribe at dailybones.com. It's mailed out 5 days a week, maybe six now. We're working on that sixth day, that Saturday send out. Anyway, first story, back to Blast. This is the story of the space right now. Fantasy Top. After ending the tournament early, due to concerns about botting. So the system broke and you know, time to fix it. Fantasy Top revealed that prizes from the main tournament will be distributed on Friday and new heroes will be introduced. So that's interesting. Card rewards from the tournament will most likely be new heroes or will likely be mostly new heroes, I should say. And last but not least, 45% of the revenue will be used as incentives in the game. For reference, according to a Flipside crypto dashboard, they have made almost $10 million in revenue since launching their game. So very strong revenue, a la Frentech. I remember when we reported that Frentech had generated $10 million in revenue in a relatively short period. The difference is I think Frentech founders kept the vast majority of that. This team's also keeping over 50%. Jackpot number four hit overnight. So Pac-Moon won the jackpot again, this time winning 57% of the gold allocation. About 6 gold was distributed per $200 held in Pac token. So Signal, you now receive 4 out of 4 gold jackpots. Is that right?
Sure am. Full-time Olympic jackpot winner you're speaking to. Ask me anything.
Well, how much gold have you won so far? How about that?
I need to add it up across wallets, but I am definitely like over 1500 on my gold at the moment. But I've also been hitting dApps and I haven't got my dApp allocation. So I'm waiting for that to hit as well. Like the jackpot, what I realize about the jackpot, it's that it's extremely lucrative, but it's only lucrative if you have high conviction bets or if you have put something into the jackpot, which not many other people have thought about. So it's like the strategy of like going around buying a little bit of everything won't really yield you that much gold. And you could have been better off putting your time for the last couple of weeks into, you know, Cambria or like, you know, whatever floats your boat. And you would have probably got way more gold than taking like these teeny tiny bets everywhere. And Pac-Man, he's like, he's playing a bit of chess on this as well. It's not completely obvious what the next ones would be, even if you think you know. And then if you do think, you know, if you want to take that a bet on your idea, you need to size it properly and think how other people are positioned. So it's getting more interesting. I don't think I'm going to continue on this streak. I think he's going to mix it up even more, but I'm happy with my wins so far.
There's a lot of FUD on the jackpot right now too. Mm-hmm. Like a lot on the timeline. People basically saying like, why would I farm dApps if you're just going to give away all this gold? And like, I think it took, even stats posted today, basically it was like, as soon as Pac-Moon won two in a row and saw how much gold they got, everyone was like, wait, why have I done anything on Blast besides just buy Pac-Moon and put it in the jackpot? It's like, people are like, you should be incentivizing dApp usage, not people just showing up. Then the counter argument's like, well, Pac-Moon's literally brought 20,000 people to the chain, 20,000 wallets. So it's tough to really make an argument against it. So it's starting to heat up over there on what the most ethical or best way is to get your gold.
Clemente, anything to add here?
I see the FUD. I saw a lot of FUD from basically professional farmers that are like, dude, like I've been, dude, I every single day I log in, I press all the buttons. I go ETH this way, ETH that way. And I'm like cycling thousands of tens of thousands of dollars. I'm getting someone even commented on the video I made this morning of me getting gold. It's like, dude, I bridged 6 months ago. I've been researching all the top dApps to farm. I've been doing this and this, and now you have as much gold as me. Like, this disgusts me. Like, I was genuinely pissed. I see where they're coming from, but then we also saw, was it Eigenlayer last week that was like basically trying to go against this airdrop farming meta, which is people using this dApp inorganically. And if you watch Pac-Man's interviews, he's been basically saying that he wants to find as many real users that just use the platform or just use the layer two just the way they organically would and reward them. And I think this is his way of trying to do that. The only other thing I'll say on top of this is I was talking to War Daddy, who's been one of the top kind of Blast creators last week, and he says that he has, instead of trying to farm only on one wallet, he has over 30 different wallets.
Shocking.
And he's instead trying to stack up like certain amounts of gold on each one to like almost meet a qualifier or a qualification as a organic user, because he thinks there might be a distribution of gold based off of that versus just trying to go maximum gold.
How many wallets do you have, Clemente?
Oh, just one, dude. I don't know. I'm not.
Like Clemente, I wanted to bring up the point that you bring up a really good point around Pac-Man wanting us to just use it organically. And it made me think of the interview with Armani that from Mad Lads that we did. And he was saying, you know, in any ecosystem, you just need that one app, that one killer app, and then everybody comes. And it seems like the way he's incentivized this and structured this is that those apps are now bubbling to the surface. And obviously Fantasy Top is that app at the moment. And we're seeing that Pac-Moon is that meme coin at the moment. So you're getting this organic use that is naturally coming, which will bring other people to the chain. Like I was thinking, whilst in the shower again, I was thinking Fantasy Top, like, why didn't they go to Solana, right? Why didn't they go there? That would have been a really good choice. But the way Pac-Man has incentivized this is for builders to come over to Blast. And I think once we start getting these 2-3 killer apps, which we're already seeing happen, you're going to have that organic activity come. And it'll be very interesting to see 12 months from now, like, do we even earn gold anymore? Like, do we live in a world where we're paid to use these apps, or does that diminish and go away?
Yeah, I mean, well... We'll have to see how it plays out. I definitely have faith in Pac-Man. Clemente, were you going to add something there?
Yeah, I mean, this is also like the argument of these farmers. Like when you look at Blur, for example, and Blur is giving away a lot of gold to Blast farmers, but those aren't even necessarily like, how are those organic users? It's literally just bots that are trading amongst each other, trading these NFTs, and then just like PvP on PvP trying to get gold. I actually really like the fact that Pac-Man's doing this style. And for me, for example, I'm completely out on the gold farming strategy where I'm pressing buttons, I'm logging into all of these different dApps and doing the daily tasks, doing the daily thing. And I'm basically just going all in on Pac-Moon and Fantasy Top. I have other like smaller allocations that I'm doing, but like I'm not buying for the jackpot. I'm basically just doing my two conviction bets and trying to master those and make money through those, and that's it. I'm not really going to try to use other stuff just to farm the gold.
Speaking of like the multi-farming though, did you guys see the Layer Zero, what Brian Pellegrino had posted? He basically he's offering a bounty program if you can find Cybles, which is like multi-walleters. And now there's all these people going crazy. Like someone found 80,000 wallets that are Cybles, and you get their allocation if you are able to identify them and they can prove that it is. So it's now like you take PvP multi-walleting to a whole new like mess, and all these people are going crazy over it. And I think there's like a certain number of days left that you can actually do this. But yeah, people are checking the chain and they're looking for
like
wallets that have done one activity. They've found so many too, but it just shows like the 800,000 Layer Zero users is probably closer to like 40 to 50K.
I really like that. Putting a little bounty out there for the chain checkers. Clemente?
Easy. Are you concerned, or maybe even Pia, are Pudgy Penguins affected by this? Because didn't you just go in and like press all those buttons?
I multi-walleted like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
On it. Huh.
No, Pudgies won't be affected on this. What's it called? I think it's called Merkley. And it was people just like sending stuff multiple across chains. So I remember seeing the account, is it CC2, who went on a rampage over the weekend, basically saying, like, I think he's been farming Layer Zero maybe for like coming up to 2 years. So can you imagine how many hours this guy has put into it? And this affects him. So you have two choices. You either let the pitchforks come after you and you let them basically find that out that you're like in the, you know, running this Cybel farm, if you like, or you put your hand up and self-report, and then you only get slashed maybe like, I don't know, like 50% of your earnings. But I don't know if that's good for a community, to be honest. Like imagine if Pac-Man put that incentive into place, into Blast, and everybody was running around with pitchforks trying to figure out who is the Cybler, you know, like amongst us. I think it sets a really bad culture on a chain. We'll see how it plays out on Layer Zero. I understand why they're doing it, but I don't know. I think other chains have done this and it didn't work out too well for them.
I guess. I mean, I hope it works out. And by the way, I'm a Cybel or whatever for Layer Zero. Like they're going to find me. They're going to catch me in a net at this point. I got I'm the shittiest Cybel. I'm the shittiest Cybel of all time.
I am a Cybel.
Yeah, I'm a cyborg. They're gonna get me 1,000%. It's good because the farming thing doesn't actually do anything positive like for the world or for society, you know. But
waste of resources. I literally talked to multiple people, Pio, during NFT NYC that like one of the topics of conversation that they brought up, they're like, yo, bro, what airdrops are you farming? Like, what you got? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm not like I don't know. And I asked them, like, what are you airdrop? Two people were like, Layer Zero. That's the move.
Oh, well,
year and a half, every single day, I've been, it's 15 minutes and I go in, I set my alarm. It's literally in my calendar. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm going to make six figures from this. Like I've been doing it so under farm. Can't wait, man. You should jump on it. I'll give you the playbook. And it's so wild to me that that's like been a way to be so profitable in the past. But I think in the future that will, kind of get nerfed. I mean, Layer Zero is going really aggressive. And by the way, Signal, if you self-report, you only get 15% of your allocation. That's aggressive.
But if you find someone who is confirmed, they get your, like, or 50% of your allocation is, I think, what the number is. So it's like, at this point, dude, if you have these wallets, why would you not just go and say, I found all these wallets and I don't know who they are and get the 50% instead of the 15 and just air yourself out? Like, there's ways that there's flaws. It'll work out. We'll see.
We'll have to see. I mean, I like it. I like, you know, getting the multi-walleters and incentivizing the chain checkers. Chain checking is actually a positive, like, society thing. Like, that's actually something that's relevant. Like, you know, sniffing out stuff on the blockchain. It's just, it's technique. It's being able to, you know, let's put it this way. When bad actors arise, whether it's like a hacker or maybe in the future, it'll be like government people, right? Like politicians are going to get the chain checked and they're just going to get bodied by the chain checkers. I'm all in on the chain checkers. Anyway, going to Blast TGE. Easy. Do you think it still comes on the announced date of May 24th, or are we thinking a delay is going to come?
I think we get an announcement on May 24th. I don't think it's going to be the actual TGE. Like, they say Blast Points can be redeemed, but is there going to be a cliff? Is there going to be a vest? What do we redeem them for? Are we redeeming them for more spins on a virtual wheel to earn more gold? Like, this, there could be layers to this. We have no idea what they can be redeemed for. Like, nothing. Like maybe it's a, maybe yeah. Like this is, I'm nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little nervous.
We go to comment time.
Yeah, we could see. So the other key thing to watch for is the Blur season 3 supposedly ending also May 20th. So in the next 10 days or so, we should see a conclusion on the Blur season 3 rewards ending and possible NFT bridging, some interesting action there. And then also this the redemption for your blast point. So a lot of, I think between now and then, we probably see just jackpots and not a lot of necessarily news from Pac-Man. But when that ramps up, that's going to be in the next 10 days, another like big blast kind of a news cycle that we'll see kind of Pac-Man go on, I think.
We'll have to see. And before we move on from this, we got to throw the signal for jackpot number 5 predictions. I mean, she's 4 for 4. Who else are you going to ask? What's the prediction, Sig?
No, that's the thing. I never came to a conclusion in the shower. I was like, oh, I started thinking about chess afterwards and thinking about how he's just kicking my ass in this and he'd be, anyway, whatever. He's a Gary Kras, he's the Krasprov of the whole entire like L2 ecosystem. So, I mean, we've got the most obvious play, which I think is however you want to say it, from District 1. But then again, I kept thinking like, you know, Pac-Man also reads the timeline. He sees all this stuff. So like, should we be is thinking the consensus way the right way to do it, or don't think the consensus way and take that high conviction? I don't have an answer right now, PO. I have to say I need to think on it more. But I do think placing your bets in activity which hits the criteria is a good place to start. And I think you need to really like go over the criteria that he spells out and think about which tokens, and particularly tokens as well, rather than NFTs, because it does say tokens is sort of higher place than NFTs, could potentially be the jackpot winner.
So Signal, she won't give us a pick, ladies and gentlemen.
If I'm giving alpha, it's stuff that I've really thought about and I'm confident with, but I just don't have that one definitive answer right now.
All good. Look, moving on to runes. We got Pups Runes going live, currently holding a market cap of 240 million bucks. Easy, you put 100 soul into Pups a month ago, which has, I guess, not gone very well. Where is this at?
I don't know, Clemente. Where's it at?
Do you still hold? I don't even know if you actually... Oh, no. I'm down. Easy. I'm down with you, man. We're both down. Like,
I haven't sold a single penny. I have not sold a single penny.
So what's the 100 soul now? 50 soul?
A little less. I think a tiny bit less. Yeah, a tiny bit less. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Clemente.
You guys owe Tony Soprano, both of you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
we're deep in Pups.
Yeah, so I was doing this thing where Clemente was losing so much that I wanted to be like his friend and support him on the journey, basically calling the bottom on Clemente Alpha. And so then he said, I'm buying Pups. And I was like, okay, he bought a decent chunk of Pups, so I'm going to go way bigger so that either I could get more angry at every one of his poor trades or be much happier when I outtrade him. So I put 100 soul into Pups right around like, what did we enter at? Like just shy of 50?
Well, Anson's not being paid enough to keep pumping this one, so we're
gonna... Yeah. So I think I'm 1 second looking at.
We're down.
Not as bad as I thought.
DM Anson and tell him you'll pay him like, you know, some money, and there is a chance he'll post another tweet.
Honestly, if he could just post Pac Moon, that'll make up for everything else. Yeah. Like, just send that higher. I don't care about anything else at the moment.
We got dumped on. Pups was tough. I mean, I'm still holding. I've been told by a lot of Ordinals people are so like hyper obsessed with. I think there's actually a large percentage of Ordinals people that will probably never get into Blast because it's such like a different culture that they like. And I think we've had a large majority of people that were in NFTs that were maybe Ethereum people, Solana people, are just hardcore runes people and hardcore Ordinals people now. And they're like, I have so much conviction in runes and I'm not doing anything else. I'm just DCAing, buying Pups every single day. I'm buying a rune coin. I'm buying Dog Go to the Moon. And they're like, it's going to play out for me. I'm going to be insufferable when this comes up. And a lot of them have like, it's heavy conviction. I think it'll play out. I was also talking to War Daddy that he's like, dude, my plan with blast for the next 2-3 months is make as much money as possible, but all profits, every like profit I take, big profit taking event, he made a 10x on Blastopians. He's like, I bridged all of that to runes. And I actually went there instead because that's a longer term play. Blast is more 2-3 months. And then after that, he's betting on runes. So it's interesting.
Someone in the comments just said runes are a scam. Well, they're just identical to every other fungible token. They just happen to be on a different chain. So, Nick?
Well, actually, they're not identical to every other fungible token. They need long names that that
sure, but no sense. You're still just gambling on a ticker.
fair enough.
We almost get 12 character names though, and I think in like 6 days.
Are any of these any good at this point, or is runes just dead?
Everyone is in the red. There's not one that's in the green, man.
Is this deader than Ordinals was dead the first time around?
Probably
that's
the same.
Why I'm becoming bullish is because It feels like it's doing the Ordinals thing where same they died thing. And came back.
But it dies, but this you have this community of die hard ass people that are like, I am refused to go down. And they're going hard. The only other thing that I've seen is like I was promised these ancient Bitcoin whales are gonna buy. I haven't seen a single one. Why would they want to buy this? Like we even saw Casey Rodimer was like, the goal is to stack sats. Like the goal is to accumulate as much Bitcoin as possible. Even if he's saying that, like, why are these Bitcoin whales that have hundreds in Bitcoin be like, yeah, hey, I'm going to buy Dog Go to the Moon.
No, they're not. That is a tougher sell than them buying Ordinals. The Bitcoin whales could probably, over the matter of years, get to the point where they're like, okay, I kind of understand this high-end on Bitcoin, you know, on-chain collectible. Let me buy that. Them buying random ticker shit coins on Bitcoin, I feel like is a tough sell. The hardcore old school Bitcoin whales absolutely hate shitcoins because, I mean, look, objectively speaking, there's no like actual value creation to the shitcoins. You're just kind of gambling on the ticker, which is okay. I'm not saying that's like a bad thing, but that's going to be a tough sell for those folks. I'm seeing people in the chat say runes are dead. It's probably the same situation as what's it called? Ordinals. So fast forward months, maybe a year, all of a sudden runes not dead anymore.
I did. Doesn't mean these runes.
Doesn't mean these runes are going to go up.
Easy. Somebody did just tag me and say, not all runes are down. Stop spreading false information. So
you are spreading misinformation. Easy. I'm up 3x on the one that I minted.
Can you say the name? Can you say the name? Yeah. Okay. So that's pretty good.
Why can't you say the name?
You can't say the name on a recorded show. You know?
We're going to get a demonetized if I say it.
It's that bad of a name?
No, it's
good just, thing that one's up out of all of the other runes. The top 10.
It actually was a good ticker.
What is it? Start spelling it.
Bush did 9/11 was that one crushed.
That's a good ticker.
Great ticker.
Great 13 character ticker.
That's absolutely a good ticker.
Crush that.
I feel guilty that I'm laughing at this.
No, you shouldn't. It's so, also true. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around. Or am I? So, Clement to go.
The other thing that's worth noting is Ordinals are actually down a little bit too. We have Bitcoin Puppets down to 0.22, Node Monkeys below 0.3. We're seeing a kind of continuous bleed in the last 2-3 weeks. I don't know if this is the bottom for Ordinals, but they're competing for mindshare.
What are Quantum Cats at there?
Quantum Cats are at 0.33,
holding strong. That seems to be their
So we'll
Nick,
see.
Isn't it now approaching Nick's buy now, Clemente? You remember, Nick, you said you wanted, sorry, if you can go back 1 second, you wanted a puppet, right?
Yeah,
around this, no, higher than this. Would you be buying into this dip?
This is your buy, Nick. This hits your buy target, actually.
How much are Node Monkeys?
Node Monkeys, $17,000.
What can we go back to BTC?
0.27. Man, imagine buying this hop on that.
Hop on these was, let's see when these hit their
0.5.
No, they went top? Higher.
Dude, it was 0.9.
What?
They hit one Bitcoin. Or no, they hit 0.9.
I think I'm officially in the red on my Node Monkeys now.
Yikes.
I've round tripped it.
Dude, 0.9 to 0.28. Bitcoins is that's gnarly.
Yo, gnarly.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of dough.
I'm down 50% on my Nat Cat, and that went from 0.04, 0.045 to like 0.0 2-5, and I'm like, God, that hurts. A Node Monkeys would be brutal.
Dude, you know what? It's like, I want to FOMO in when ordinals are pumping. Right now, ordinals are not pumping. This is interesting. Would you get a Node Monkey or a Puppet, though? Which is your play on...
Quantum Cap.
I'd get a Quantum Cap, man.
100%.
I'd That's actually cap. The only one that I really like. I'm legitimately adding.
I don't like when you put them in US dollar values. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude. Why do you keep clicking on that?
Yeah, I won't do it. I won't do it.
Yeah, that Can we see the chart on Quantum Caps?
Yeah, pulling up Quantum Caps.
Let's chart this thing.
So here we go. All-time high. When they were getting called the Big Four, they hit an all-time high of 0.5.
Wow. I can't believe that Node Monkeys has outperformed this thing the way that it has.
And these are also, keep in mind, it's a 3.3K supply.
Yeah. Wild. Node Monkeys, absolutely also cooked.
Wizards on the horizon. So that's why I'm like, Quantum Cats is interesting to me. Like, that's a catalyst, in my opinion, that you know is coming at some point that you can speculate into.
So why is them launching more NFTs positive for this price action?
You may get a allow list for this holding this asset. And Taproot Wizards, early inscription, parent inscription. Bunch of buzzwords about runes and ordinals that make people bullish. So basically, like, if you can get a allow list of Taproot Wizards, you buy the shit out of it and sell both of those things and sprint for the exit.
Taproot Wizards, I didn't say that. The big kahuna. When that thing comes out, it's going to be number one. I love the art on the Taproot Wizard. They're sick. So
some of the best art I've ever seen, like, especially when they hit like 3-4 Bitcoin, like, those things are going to be just absolutely beautiful. Like, I've seen the Mona Lisa. I'd take a Taproot Wizard over that any day.
So what's the deal with OMB right now? What's that price action?
They're holding.
Those guys literally
they refuse to sell because they track wallets. So if you sell, you're just toast.
Really?
If you sell, you sug, like they did on the Barstool thing for this one, for sure. Wait,
so this is down significantly. It used to be one Bitcoin. No,
these are orange eyes. That's the difference. Orange eyes. There's four different parts in the same collection: red, blue, green, and orange.
So real quick, since they track wallets, do you get assaulted if you sell?
Oh, they SWAT your parents' home. I'm completely kidding. They don't do that. I just went for the most ludicrous thing I could think of.
That's gnarly. Just a SWAT team pulling up in mom and dad's place. That's no joke. Well, that's going to happen.
I'm about to buy one.
I do like you defiantly buying one. I do like that.
And then burning it.
Well, that's it. They might celebrate.
It's inscribed on Bitcoin. Like, you can't just get rid of it. It's not like an ETH NFT.
I like buying it and then publicly talking shit about it while you own it. Like, I like that. I like accumulating more while you continually be like, these suck.
If you buy it and cause enough problems, I bet someone pays you 2x to leave. Like, this is a positive trade.
What problems could I create?
Calling it names. Like,
what is possibly going to happen to the OMB community as a result of me posting a random tweet about OMB?
He was causing a lot of problems.
He called him a bunch of scribbles, so we had to take care of it.
I do like Nick buying it in defiance of the holders. Anything else on OMB before?
And dumping it for 50%?
If you
$10,000 just for the just to. Yeah.
That's like selling your house at under market value, like just dumping it onto the market, and all your neighbors are like, what the fuck? You just lowered the property value of my neighborhood. I do like that for sure.
Just go in and just that's it. There's a is that a Bill Burr joke? Or no, Louis C.K. It was Bill Burr. No, I think
what Louis I just CK. Said.
No, there was a similar one where he was like, I'm going to open up a pet shop. Have you seen that one?
No.
Called We Fuck Animals or something like that, basically. and just put it dead in the middle of like just buy like offensive stores, basically.
And put them in key locations, like ruin the value.
Exactly. Just damage the neighborhood, basically.
I like it. Yeah, no, I wasn't talking about that, but I do like the idea of you ruining the neighborhood of an NFT project by buying it and dumping it 50%. Oh, no, it's called
Shit-Ass Pet Fuckers. Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
What the name of the store will be.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your children are listening, that this wasn't for them. Anyway, any closing thoughts on this, you know, OMB? Last couple things on runes. We got Feihu, the first rune etched. It's at a $2.4 billion market cap.
That's because the devs own 99% of the supply, though. So
what are they waiting for? Torch this thing. What are they waiting for? What's going to happen? They want it to go higher before they completely light it on fire? I don't understand. What are they waiting for? Hey, Feihu devs, come join the show on video.
Send the red candle right now. Just drop it on the chart. Just send it lower.
What are we waiting for? We'll live stream it. Let us know when you're going to just torch this thing. Dog to the Moon by Leonidas is at a quarter billion, 260 million bones for this thing. Pups is 240 million, and Runecoin is at 200 million. Any interest on any of these? Who's buying Feihu before the devs torch it?
I think Ray, our researcher, has some Feihu.
Ray, you got Feihu, man?
He thinks either the devs are going to airdrop the existing holders, or they're just going to burn the supply, and then... Yeah. Would be bullish. I don't think they just barbecue the and just.
I mean, at this point, it is worth having some of this as a bag, right? I mean, how low can the prices go before something goes back up? And we've seen this time and time again play out that these like core assets within on different chains, they take an absolute beating over a period that, you know, they had strong. I mean, like if you think about how much attention runes had from basically beginning of the year until now, it was as intense as what we're seeing on Blast. That has to fade at some point, but I do think it comes around, and this is like the time that you just hold your bag, have a little bit, so when everything's going up, at least you're participating and not sitting on the sidelines and fudding out the fact that you're coping, that you don't have anything, because this will inevitably happen. And at these prices, it just sits there and it does nothing, and then when it comes around, it comes around. We saw this with Ordinals. Like, how many times have we seen this, guys, before we have to be like, yeah, that's when we should have bought?
Yeah, I mean, how low can it go? It's a $260 million. Can't go much lower than that, right? $260 million.
Do you guys know how to create a rune? Because I like the commenters.
I forget what the site is. There's a way to literally, Luminex? You go to Luminex.
Luminex, yeah.
Yeah, go to Luminex, type in the 13 characters that you can come up with that may or may not make a word. If you don't have 13 characters, just slap a bunch of spaces or underscores in there.
Wait, so how do you spell Luminex? What's
L-U-M-I-N-E-X.
Okay, I Googled this. What's the URL for this, dude? This is like ridiculous. Luminex.io.
Yeah, there you go.
So you go to Mint Runes, yep. And you just...
You can mint one pretty easily, actually.
Okay. We got Dev Nick minting a rune right now.
How do you put a dot in there?
That's to be honest, I'm not sure. I haven't made a rune. I just copy the name whenever someone shows me something.
Okay. Well, I think maybe we make shit ass pet fuckers.
Right.
That's a pretty good ticker.
It's a better ticker than a lot of the ones that I've seen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be joined by Tony from Shrapnel in just a few minutes, just waiting for him to get situated here. Really excited to hear all about Shrapnel. I do actually, though, actually do agree with what Signal's saying, that the price of runes, generally speaking, will go up. Again, it doesn't mean like your random ass thing is going to go up, but there will be things that are low price now that will go up in the future. Runes is not going anywhere. It's made by the same guy that made Ordinals. It's on layer one Bitcoin. There we go. We always got a comment. Great segue to the guest by Papa. Very funny stuff right there. Clemente, anything to add here?
No. I'm down. I have Satoshi Nakamoto down 70% on that. I'm down 50% on Pups, but I'm holding, baby. I'm holding. Let's go. I'm waiting. Dude, Binance teased like a listing, supposed rune listing 2 weeks ago. It never happened. I don't know what the hell happened there. But I'm holding till CZ starts listing these things.
Well, there you go. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we have the head of Web3 marketing for Shrapnel, the very highly anticipated first-person shooter crypto game, if we're allowed to call it that. We've done some live streams of Shrapnel already. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of like Call of Duty, but with NFTs. Tony, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, guys. And let me tell you, I'm excited to announce the integration with Pet Store Ratfucker. It's gonna be pretty fun. Pretty excited.
It's shit ass pet fucker. You guys,
oh, sorry, shit ass pet fucker. That's right. Well, you know, my project is gonna be shit ass rat fucker.
Well, what a segue to the guest, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I forgot that part of the intro. The rune creator of shit rat ass pet fucker, Tony from Shrapnel is here. Tony, for our audience that's a little less familiar with Shrapnel, can we get a 60-second rundown and also after that an explanation of STX before we dive in?
Yeah, absolutely. So real high level, Shrapnel is a first-person extraction shooter built on an Avalanche subnet, meaning that you have a persistent inventory that lives outside of the game. You choose what gear you want to bring in every game. And that gear can be taken from you if you die. So you can be looted. And then you have to actually get out of the match with all the stuff that you collect in order to extract with it and put it in your inventory. And so that's like a very high level of what Shrapnel is. STX, we are, it's called our Shrapnel Training Exercises. Interesting acronym that I wouldn't have chosen, but you know we're here now. And we're on what's going to be called STX3 coming up here hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And that is going to be our third major release. We have a series of minor releases in between each major release. And so the minor releases are really like performance fixes and putting a little bit more art in the map here and there, but nothing major. No new weapons, no new functionality, really. And then these big numbered beats like STX 1, 2, 3 are going to be the more meaningful updates. And this update is actually going to be our biggest blockchain update yet. So what I mean by that is you will be able to find gun fragment skins, weapon fragment skins on the map. So like every skin takes 3 fragments to craft, and you'll be able to combine those fragments and with a little bit of Shrap token to turn them into the skin that you want that can then be buyable, sellable, tradable on the marketplace. Our marketplace peer-to-peer trading will start going live, and so you'll be able to list all of your skins on the marketplace and start buying them from other players. So people who have been getting these exclusive skins during the STX period, we expect to be excited about that. And then in celebration of the peer-to-peer trading and our operator collection, full set operator holders will be getting airdropped a Bitcoin having celebration pistol, which is, it looks like a golden gun. It's pretty dope.
Oh, damn.
And it's got like some pretty sweet, like, woo! Oh yeah, there's the shot. There's the shoddy. This one's actually for operator holders, not just full set operator holders. The shotgun is, the pistol is for the full set holders, and they're pretty cool. So like the idea is there'll only be like 500 or 400 or however many full set holders claim the pistol. And there'll only be like, you know, 3,000 or 3,200, maximum 3,500, because that's how many holders there are of the shotgun. And so we're excited to see what like that known scarcity does for the ecosystem. And then the other thing we're excited about is, and you know, this is kind of getting kind of nerdy, but I'm really excited about it. Is you know, we're launching an infrastructure product here this year, and a big part of it is like productizing all of the things that make the game work, the minting on the fly, the adjudication of who actually killed someone before you move an NFT from someone's wallet to another wallet as part of a video game, all that kind of stuff, right? That's all productized now, and we have like 20 something partners that we're excited to start launching integrations with. One of the things I'm most excited about as a marketer is on the marketplace, you will be able to understand and track scarcity in real time. And so we just really spent about a week banging each other on the head around how this should look. But, and it sounds really simple, but it's a really fun problem to solve. Basically, you know, as people find these fragments that I just described, the number of those that exist in circulation goes up, right? Because people find them, they extract with them, they become NFTs when you extract with them. And so really the circulating supply is like a number over TBD until we pull the fragments out of the game and you can no longer find them, right? And that'll happen every month or so. And so we just built and productized a solution that allows the game to scan the blockchain in real time and understand when there are more fragments being propagated across the ecosystem, so that when you're buying them from someone on the marketplace, you know exactly how many exist at any given time. And then when people craft them and make them into skins, that number decrements, right? And so again, it sounds super simple, but like that increment and decrement based on real-time activity in the game is like really hard and something that developers try to solve for months and months. And we're excited because we'll just have that. You can like, as part of our, click a button and get this thing.
I mean, it's really exciting stuff. The game's looking better and better. The Bitcoin gun looks absolutely badass. And, just so people properly understand, this is like a fully functional PC game that feels just like, the other PC games people are used to playing. Obviously, it's still in beta, so it's not like a fully fleshed out product yet, but it's cool to be able to build it, quote, with the community and have these, these playing sessions and ultimately make improvements based on that. I think that video games like this that are fun to play natively that actually have NFTs for the items is going to help make people understand NFTs a bit more. So obviously we've been pretty jazzed up about partnering with you guys. What do people need to know about the month of May for Shrapnel?
Oh my God, there's so much in the month of May. So the stuff, all that stuff I just ran through is likely going to happen in May. The launching of STX3, the fragments, the trading, all that stuff. And then in addition, we've got like a bunch of other stuff happening that I'm pretty excited about. We'll be going to Consensus.
We'll have the custom Bodagos and Shrapnel merch with you.
So are we doing tanks?
I mean, if you want to disclose.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll give them
out. There's going to be tank tops.
I'm really excited. Really excited, guys. We're living on the edge here. The merch with the Bodagos, folks have been like the most coveted merch, both at the office and the people that we've given them to. So I'm super stoked. Anyway, rest of May, we'll be at Consensus. We will officially announce that product, that productized set of features that I just talked about. We're calling it Mercury. We're actually naming it after our head of blockchain, Mark Mercury, because he's a mental and physical giant, really fun guy to hang out with. We will also be announcing the launch of I'll call it a mini game, but it's basically a little JRPG within our Discord that we built completely, didn't use any of our development resources for the AAA product. We worked with a project called Alchemy, which is actually launched on Solana like 6 months ago, I think. And they've built a little Discord-driven RPG engine. And so we spent a few months with a third-party artist and one of our narrative guys. We wrote a story set in the Shrapnel universe. Players will be able to engage with that story and play one of five playable characters. They have different skills. You level them up over the course of the match. And you'll actually be able to spend Shrap to activate a prize mode in this game. And if you win the prize mode, then you will get some amount of metal. And metal is another thing that we'll be announcing this month. It's our off-chain point system that we're going to use to reward people who engage in our white-labeled questing platform, which will also launch in May. Yeah, Ellie, you can play in Discord. It works on mobile. It's awesome. I lost myself. What was I talking about?
The Discord game or the, yeah.
And then you do metal. Metal. Thank you. So metal will be an off-chain point system that we use to power a shop on a storefront called Moku. A lot of M's in our life these days. Moku is a platform that a bunch of folks use to power user acquisition and questing in this space. They've actually just taken their whole software and white labeled it for Shrapnel over the last couple of months. And so when that launches, people will be able to do things like follow us on Twitter, play this game in Discord, and earn these off-chain points, which will be used to buy stuff like extraction packs. We're going to have gift cards for Steam in there, PC. We have a PC. I don't know about Technocore. I'm sorry. Eventually we will have additional, what we're calling ecosystem rewards. While dancing around the lines of regulation as closely as I can, the more metal you accrue, the more of these, ecosystem rewards that you will receive at the end of the campaign that we're running. And as part of that campaign also in May, we will launch a product called Enlistment. An Enlistment is the act of taking your Shrap token from the not our subnet, whatever chain it's on. You know, we're on Avalanche, ETH, Binance chain. You can buy Shrap in a lot of different places. And then taking that Shrap and moving it onto your account on our subnet, which allows you to spend it in our marketplace, and then removing the ability to move it out and sell it on a DEX or a SEX for some amount of time, 3, 6, 12 months. The longer that you leave the Shrap in our ecosystem, the more metal you get, and thus the more future off ecosystem rewards, non-off-chain, on-chain ecosystem rewards that you'll receive. And so that's all launching in May. It's a ton of stuff. Some of it will bleed into June, but really, really excited to start launching a bunch of these really Web3 specific products.
Awesome. Well, you got a lot on your hands. Clemente, please.
Yeah, I have a quick question, Tony, about just to summarize the STX 3.0, which is the shrapnel training exercise, which you guys are supposedly going to be announcing the date very soon. But just to summarize on that note, what I'll be able to do, I was talking to you guys about what will be different for players this time around. And instead, correct me if I'm wrong, but instead of doing a leaderboard this time and giving away Shrap token via like a leaderboard for the top players, you guys are also thinking about ways to reward more of the casual players. So you're going to be doing quests, basically, where it's these tasks that if you complete, you're going to be getting Shrap token, you're going to be getting various rewards. So instead of having to compete and be the best player, you're also going to be able to just play, do specific things, and receive rewards, right?
That's right. We'll add a couple of quests or missions to this round of STX. We've been doing 4 missions that give you a skin when you complete each one, a weapon skin. And now we'll be doing 6 missions. 3 of them will just give you a skin, and 3 of them will give you a skin plus some amount of Shrap. And obviously the ones that give you Shrap token are a little bit harder.
Tony, I hope this isn't like a curveball, but I'd be curious, as someone that's played the game, based on like the last play test that we actually ran through, were there any like earth shattering things that kind of you guys figured out through that play test? Like anything where you're like, oh, that totally needs to be changed, or oh, that worked really well, but what if we did it this way? Like anything like that?
Man, couldn't have planned it better with that phrasing either. Earth shattering is the right way to put it. So we actually found that there was a spot on the map where like that connected to the train station where you were kind of down and depressed in this area where like the train yard was. And it ended up just kind of being a turkey shoot. Anytime there was anything in there, any Sigma in there that you wanted to go get, like people would just hang out and wait for someone to go try to get the Sigma there and just take pot shots at them. And so I didn't do this. Our art team is fucking awesome. They observed that using our telemetry on the back end and our feedback from the marketing team. And they just changed the layout of that very central area to the map, so that several of the walls that people were previously like standing on and shooting down are now like collapsed and rubble. And you can run down into the area more easily from a bunch of different places instead of just having 2 choke points. And then as a function of redoing that area, because we were redoing it for gameplay, we also have dropped the art in for that area, which makes it look a lot cooler. And that'll be true of a bunch of different spots on the map. We actually will release, we might've released it already this morning, but we will release a flyby video. So like some free cam that shows the sections of the map before we made the updates and then after. And it's pretty cool to see.
It's a super cool.
And then, sorry, there will be in this major update, there will also be just like more stuff to find on the map, like more we've messed with the loot table so that like we heard feedback that people were not finding enough bullets, not finding enough med kits. And so we've tried to balance that as well.
Good stuff, man. I guess, how can people get involved, from here? Month of May, May 9th. How, if somebody's listening and they're like, okay, well, I'm interested in Shrapnel, obviously they can buy an operator, right? But what else can they kind of do?
Yeah, the way to get in on the early playtest is to buy or acquire an extraction pack. And our extraction packs can be purchased on our website. You can go to nifty.com/shrapnel. And there's a landing page there that you can click on and go buy an extraction pack. The extraction packs are $20, $50, and $100, depending on which one you get. And they provide you with different levels of in-game benefits. At one point, there will be the playable characters in the game will actually be NFTs. that have progression associated with them. And as they level up, they will get different perks like run faster, heal faster, whatever. And so there's a reason to own more than one of the same operator, because you can roll different stats and you might want to have different play styles or whatever. And so that will be the ability to own your own operator we'll be testing some of that stuff in here. If you want to actually be able to buy one and own one yet, but you'll be able to have some consistency between matches. And so if you want to get into the game, that's the way to get early access. And if you want to know when early access is and what's going on, just follow us on Twitter. We push everything out there. We also push everything out in our Discord. As someone who gets a little anxious when I open my Discord, I understand if that's not the mode that everyone wants to engage in. So feel free to drop a follow and a notey on Twitter.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've loved partnering with you, obviously. Follow on Twitter at PlayShrapnel, at PlaySHrapnel. Go to thenifty.com, thenifty.com/shrapnel. It'll take you to the shrapnel.com marketplace. You can get a light, medium, or a heavy extraction pack. The price points are $19.99, $49.99, and $99.99. Also seeing some weapon skin action like you touched on earlier today, Tony. So really cool to see that stuff. Any closing thoughts, Tony?
You know, thanks as always for having me up here. I love this this show and this audience. It's always fun to see the comments and hear from people. You know, we're having a really big month in May. I would encourage everyone to follow along with what's going on. We're going to have a bunch of both Web 2 and Web 3 things happening. And I'm really excited to see everyone in game.
Awesome. Oh, also, Tony,
did we release the Nick video yet?
We have not. We're waiting on a...
Waiting on me? That's cool. But... Also pay attention to the Nifty and these guys' Twitter feed over the next couple of days, because there is a banger video coming out.
Yeah, we made some fun stuff. Obviously, really excited to put it out. Yeah, big shout out to Shrapnel. Thanks for joining, Tony. Excited to see you down at Consensus. Excited to roll out more merch. We also have some stuff in hand. Actually, you're here real quick. All right, hold on one second.
Yes, yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll do this pretty soon.
Oh, I hadn't even seen that. That is awesome.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've got in hand a Shrapnel and the Nifty collab Zippo. It's all sealed and everything. The backside is Bodago's. The front side is Shrapnel. Really pumped about that one. We got Not Selling No Way saying, holy shit.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we make some fun merch over here. Anyway, Tony, thanks for joining, man. Catch up with you soon enough. Big shout out to Shrapnel. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Thenifty.com/Shrapnel for extraction packs. That's how you get involved in the game. Shout out to the commenters commending us for the merch. We work really hard on the physical products. It's nice to see people appreciate them. We also have like 7 or 8 skateboards, the Shrapnel skateboards still, that I need to work with Clemente to run some giveaways with. But thanks for joining, Tony. We'll catch you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Thursday, May 9th, we do the show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple and Spotify podcasts. Also, YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. Of course, X Platform has video and Twitter Spaces, X Spaces, whatever you want to call it. So listen on whatever platform you prefer. We will close out the week tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for listening. And make sure one more time that you check out